This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. One of the most powerful messages of Jesus was told when he was on his way to the cross. In John chapter 12, it says that some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem to attend the Passover paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and they said, "Sir, we want to meet Jesus." Philip told Andrew about it, and they all went together to ask Jesus. And Jesus replied, "The time has come for the Son of Man to enter his glory. The truth is, a kernel of wheat must be planted in the soil. Unless it dies, it will stay alone as a single seed, but its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who despise their life in the world will keep it for eternal life." At this point of his ministry, Jesus was well on his way to the cross. His public ministry was coming to a close, and a variety of things were unfolding. A crowd of people from many different places had gathered for the Passover feast, and these Greeks came asking to see Jesus. The request was about them, because they wanted to have an encounter with this great teacher. It was probably 9 a.m. or maybe 1 in the afternoon. Why did Jesus answer these requests by saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified," when the question was just, "We want to meet Jesus"? Jesus at this point explained what was about to happen with the crucifixion when he says, "Except a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, produces many seeds." He was actually saying it won't multiply without death. It won't produce a crop for the future. It won't be productive. The message he was trying to get across to these people was that he was the one kernel. They could even meet him without seeing him physically. Jesus was preparing his life for the crucifixion. Through his death, we can have life. And this is the seed principle in action. If you keep the seed out of the ground, all that you have is the seed. But when the seed is planted, then it grows. It's another story. Bury the seed and it will rise. It sounds a lot like resurrection. So if we want to communicate God's life to others, we need some spiritual funerals. Also in that passage in John 12:31, he said, "And when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw everyone to myself." Maybe you have some magnets in your refrigerator, and you know that will attract with a certain amount of force. The force depends on the strength of the magnet and the distance between the magnet and the metal. You also know that magnets have two poles, like North and South Pole. And Jesus said that he will attract everyone to himself because he is a spiritual magnet. One of the things that happen when you put a magnet in touch with iron, with a needle, is that the needle can be magnetized. The same characteristics of the magnet will pass to the needle. This is also a spiritual promise. Whenever Jesus Christ is lifted up, he will attract people unto him. And then we will also attract people unto Jesus. It doesn't matter if you are rich or if you are poor, if you are young or old. Jesus Christ attracts all to him. And the leader is a person with a magnet in his heart and a compass in his head. When we are attracted to Jesus and we let the love of God to come into our lives, his spirit makes order out of chaos. We can become like powerful magnets that attract others to Jesus. Allow the Spirit of God to magnetize your heart. Check us online at littledevotional.com. Learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.